Hi, I'm Marcy, and welcome to the second broadcast of Behind the Lyric, a show dedicated to giving a conversational touch to the vocals in electronic dance music. I ask some of today's top singer-songwriters to talk a bit about their own lyrics. Today, you will hear myself,
Runa,
Anita Kelsey,
Colleen Kelly,
Danny,
and Sleep Thief discuss what some of our lyrics meant to us while we were writing them, and you will also hear a bit about the lyric writing process. We are all happy to share a bit of ourselves this way with you, the listener. Feedback for episode one has been overwhelming, and I hope you will take time to let me know your thoughts on this broadcast as well. I'm going to talk about my tune with Yamin called Know You. I wrote these lyrics when I was working with Yamin at his studio in Denmark. I showed up in Copenhagen a bit of a wreck. I was terribly jet-lagged. I had been out clubbing a couple nights before and my body clock was all disoriented. I also had spent much of the 10-hour flight dwelling on a recent hookup that had left me feeling really badly about myself. So the combination of exhaustion and self-hatred had sort of taken its toll. I greeted Yamin and then I immediately took over his bedroom and slept for 6 hours. But while I was sleeping, my mind was assimilating all the racing thoughts I'd been having, and when I woke up, the lyrics were pretty much fully formed in my mind. I was refreshed and really jumpy, and I was scribbling notes down as fast as I could. I was happy to discover that as the verses poured out of me, the lyrics made me feel a lot better about what had been bothering me. I sang about my confusion, and I felt like I had cleared my head out. Yamin and I worked together on the tune beautifully, and the working environment felt very open and inspiring. The verses are about the phenomenon of the one-night stand, the different ways people approach it and deal with its aftermath, the thoughts that go unsaid and the questions that go unasked and unanswered. It's about the emotions surrounding the encounter and how they may change dramatically from the night before to the morning after.
Yeah.
lot about light and darkness, how perceptions change over time, how our clarity is manipulated, and how desire can be fleeting or all-consuming. The lyrics are trying to deal with the uncertainty we often face when we're not sure who we want to be close to. Commentary, visit my website www.webmarcy.com or MySpace, myspace.com/webmarcy. Behind the lyric, Aruna.
My name is Aruna, and I am the singer and writer on the new Thrill Seekers single, Waiting Here For You. The song was written under somewhat unusual circumstances. Steve came to me under fairly immense time constraints. The schedule for the release was already set, and so he came to me asking if I could write and record the song in 7 days. And I was a little intimidated, but I took it on. I liked what I heard of the track, and part of me took it on just to see if I could actually pull it off. So within an hour, he sent me the track and we began to work. The verse and the pre-chorus came almost immediately. The chorus I had to fight for. I ended up writing 22 choruses for this song. Actually, I think it was more than that. I lost count at 22. And the kicker is he didn't even use it in the end. He just took one of the lines from that chorus, which of course is "I'll be waiting here for you," which became the title of the song. I remember when I first started writing the verse for this song, it actually was space and time divided. And I sent it to Steve, and he said it sounded too sci-fi. So it ended up getting changed to day and night divided.
Thank you.
I'll be waiting here for you was something that I just kind of said in one of my recordings of the melody that I sent to him. And he commented that he liked that as a concept for a lyric. And at first I thought it was a little bit generic, but at the same time I also recognize that it's kind of universal and there's a lot of different places that you could go with something like that. What makes lyric writing so challenging for me is that I'm very much into the rhyme structures in the lyric. I like playing with rhymes. I like also playing with internal rhymes where you have words within a sentence that rhyme with each other, not necessarily with the line before it or after it. A lot of times I'll come up with sounds as I'm writing my melody. I'll use words that have a certain sound, and then when I go to write my actual lyric, I'll want that sound in the final lyric, even if it's maybe not that same word. It's very difficult to write that way. It's very limiting to write that way, but it has a certain flow to it that I really like, that I feel gives the lyric a certain coherence and a certain predictability. Lyrics and trance songs for me basically fall into one of two categories. Either it's complete euphoria, like Good For Me, which is as euphoric and ecstatic as you could possibly get, or it's the other end of the spectrum, which is complete desperation. The concept of the song is basically a woman who, for whatever reason, has had somebody very close to her ripped from her life and is just unable to come to terms with that. I come from pop music originally. I started as a pop writer, and one of the things that's always been very important to me as a pop writer is to write lyrics that are very emotional and poignant, but at the same time very direct and from the gut and very intimate, as if I were grabbing the listener by the shoulders and speaking right into their face. It's like putting my heart in my hands and completely exposing it to my listener. Writing lyrics for me is almost always a challenge. It doesn't come easy. Sometimes I'd almost rather go to the dentist than sit down and write a lyric. If I were asked what advice I would give other writers, aspiring writers, the first thing I would say is really important is to read the work of other great writers. The second thing I would say is that it's really important to remember that writing is a process. Learning to become a great writer is a process. And where you are now is not necessarily where you're going to be a year, 2 years, or 4 years from now. So it's really important to remember to be compassionate with yourself as you're going through the process and not judge yourself too harshly, because not only will that make you crazy, but it actually shuts down your own creativity. My name is Aruna, and you can find out more about me and what I went through making Waiting Here For You at my MySpace site, which is myspace.com/arunabeats.
Present Anita Kelsey.
I'd like to talk about two tracks that I've had the most emails about. The two tracks that I wrote with Marcus Schultz on his album Without You Near. I'll talk about the first track. It's a track called First Time.
It was a brief encounter. You passed among us. A strange sensation. Journey started from here.
And basically, I was sitting in the studio, didn't really have a project in mind to write for, I just wanted to write something. And I was sitting reading a book at the time, and it was about tribes in Borneo, and how when the gold miners came along, the white man, and they infiltrated their land and started, basically everything changed, and they started digging for gold there. And just the story of how these people had seen white man for the first time being where the title came from, and just absolutely, totally moved by the photographs in this book of people just looking terrified, amazed, totally astonished to see these white faces for the first time. So the whole lyric is about just experiencing something different and entering into a different era, really. I'm really, really touched by it. It was my first time. Sorry to disappoint some people that thought there was any sexual references. I can understand why they thought that, but actually it was probably something that they would never ever even think of that I wrote about, which is tribes in Borneo. The second track, Travelling Light, which I've also had a lot of emails about. Same kind of thing, really. I don't think I particularly wrote this for Marcus's album either. I think I just sent him it after I'd written it and he wrote the backing track. But basically, this is about my eldest sister, who I don't really get on with and we don't connect with. And I remember in the studio having a phone call from her, and I felt very sad afterwards after the phone call had finished, because I just felt like we were as distant as we were ever going to be, and just living on two totally different planets, really. So the whole song was about that, and just about kind of travelling light, to kind of stop worrying about this and to kind of stop carrying all this baggage I was carrying, just admit that we're both from two different planets and just continue forward on my journey, just travelling light.
Don't fall.
One particular line that Marcus was really concerned about was the line, the words are actually, "I'm looking into your eyes, trying to find a common place to start. Don't fire that gun yet." And he really didn't want that line in there about the gun. I can see why he didn't want that, but it was actually imperative to me that I had that line in, because what it actually means is that I'm not ready to actually go forward with this person. We haven't even found a common place to start. So it's actually the gun that fires to start a race. That's exactly the imagery I had in mind. So once I convinced Marcus of that and he understood the place I was coming from, he actually felt a lot more comfortable to go ahead with that line.
You're speaking a different language to me.
This is Marcy, and I'm going to talk about my track with Leonie and Andrew Kay, Next to Me. When I got this instrumental, I was immediately inspired to go for a hypnotic vocal about temptation, submission, and frustration. primarily are about the allure of the mysterious, about breaking rules and kind of enjoying it, about giving up everything you know to pursue a momentary pleasure you can't resist, even though that pursuit will probably destroy everything you have. The lyrics are about that secret wish we sometimes have that there were no consequences to our actions. The song takes place at the point of no return. Vocal tone, a combination of vulnerability, desperation, playfulness, and confidence. I never really use words to talk about how this encounter is making me feel, but I use a pleading tone to hint at the weakness and tender fragility of the situation. At times, it may sound like I want to be in control and treat the scenario as if it's only a game, and yet, it is sort of sad that I feel I have to be a mystery to keep my lover around. Has given in to me, but it is not clear what I have revealed about myself in return, or if I feel that once he knows me more truly, he will not want me anymore. With any illicit encounter comes the hope that perhaps it can remain a secret forever. There are things we do that we never tell, and there are things we never do, but we imagine them anyway and speak of them through art. Here, my lyrics speak of secrets and fantasy while being cryptically confessional at the same time. Without commentary, visit my website, webmarcy.com, or MySpace, myspace.com/webmarcy. Next on Behind the Lyric, Colleen Kelly.
Hi, this is Colleen Kelly, and I'm a featured vocalist of Interstate. You may know me as the voice of their songs I Found You and Remember Me. And this Behind the Lyric is for the song Remember Me. I co-wrote the lyrics to Remember Me with Mike Burns and Mark Lewis of Interstate in January of 2005. After the success of I Found You and the overwhelming feedback we received from fans, we made the conscious decision to connect to our audience once again, and we wanted to keep in mind the emotions that music stirs within us and how a lot of people really deal with their emotions by listening to music. We decided that we wanted to really first start writing the song from a feeling, and what feeling that we really wanted to express. We thought about our audience, and we know everybody experiences love and longing, and in particular, a lot of our fans, they go to clubs, and they go to places like Ibiza, and you may meet someone that you really connect with, and you might never see them again. So basically, we wanted to write about that kind of longing that people feel for each other. Of course, the feeling is universal because everyone has felt, you know, strong feelings of love or longing or wanting to be with somebody that's far away, or they don't know if that person would even remember who they are. So we decided to call the song Remember Me. Will you remember me like I remember you? And I decided, since I had written poetry for several years, that I wanted to really take a stab at the lyrics. So I was going back home to visit my family, and on the plane, I just started really meditating on, you know, some of my true love. So I was really trying to go deep into those feelings and remember what that was like. And I remember just feeling like my whole world was about that, and I couldn't think about anything else, that I couldn't sleep. And whenever I did sleep, all I did was dream about them. So that's basically how I got the beginning. I'm in too deep. I can't get to sleep. But when I do, I only dream of you. It can really be bittersweet to connect with someone, you know, so intensely, because the pain and the longing and the aching that someone feels for someone else, it directly correlates to just how deep the connection was. It was basically our goal to be conduits, to express these feelings for our listeners so that anybody listening to the song could tap into that feeling and relate. And basically that's what we wanted to do. We wanted our listeners to be able to relate to the song. I'm very proud of the song, and I know a lot of people like it, so I hope you will enjoy Remember Me, and I hope you enjoyed really hearing about the behind the scenes of it. Thanks so much for listening.
You can hear the song without commentary on Colleen's website, myspace.com/vocalist Colleen Kelly. Discuss her tune with Benassi Brothers, Hit My Heart.
Hi everybody, I'm Danny, one of the singers of Benassi Bros. I'm glad of this chance I've been given to talk about one of my songs here at Behind the Lyric. Today, I'd like to introduce you my track, Hit My Heart. That was my first single with Benassi Bros. First of all, when you are a songwriter, you know that some lyrics have a certain meaning to you, but they can mean something else to somebody else. Every listener has the right to give his own interpretation to the words of a song. And every time, with every different person, it's some kind of a rebirth of a song. That is something that really surprises me every time of my job.
Hit my heart. Are you gonna break?
Heart talk about a strange relationship between a girl and a boy. Actually, they were inspired by a true story, a story that really happened to me several years ago. I guess this story is quite common. At the beginning of a relationship, you have no guarantee that it is going to last. I was engaged with a guy and I discovered that he was not a trustworthy person. So I decided to split up. Then we spent some months far away from each other, but that feeling seemed to be stronger than I expected. And then the guy came back to me asking for a second chance.
Hey boy, it's not a game. You are the one to blame. My love is not your toy. You better be careful, boy. You told a million lies to me. One day you said goodbye. Baby, I gave you one more chance. So please tell me, baby, are you gonna hit my heart? Are you gonna leave me once again? Baby, don't you hit my heart.
That was really hard to take a decision. In the song, I wanted to talk about the very special moment, the moment you have in front of you somebody you really have loved, who is asking you for forgiveness. Your heart is telling you to say yes and try again. Your mind and your pride are telling you that he doesn't deserve that second chance. I don't know which is the best thing to do in these cases. I don't have any answers. I guess every story has its own private epilogue. What I wanted to do with those lyrics was to celebrate the power and the strength of women. Women who know how to love and women who know how to claim respect from men. Women that are proud to be women. And I also wanted to say how important it is to be true with somebody you're in love with. Lying can hurt so bad, worse than anything else. I am really convinced that a long-lasting relationship is based on complicity. That is the only thing that makes you feel free to show your weaknesses to your partner without shame. We have to feel good with ourselves to be good with the others. Well, these are some of the thoughts I had in my mind when I wrote that song. I hope you will enjoy it, and I wish you to find the true love. I also invite you to tell me your opinions and to discuss with me, if you wish, on my website www.danny.it or on MySpace, myspace.com/dannyofficial. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Behind the lyric, Sleep Thief.
One of the songs that I wrote lyrics to was a song called Tenuous, which on the album is sung by Jody Quine. And the song was actually inspired by living in Ireland. I went to school there and learned a little bit about traditional Irish music. Typically, there was music that was upbeat, which was jigs or any types of reels. Those are the faster songs that kind of made people happy. And then with Irish music, there's also what are called lament songs. And those are typically about unfortunate events such as death and suffering, all the joyous things in life. But A lot of the really beautiful folk songs from Ireland, the melodies come from lament. So with that in mind, I wrote lyrics to Tenuous, and it's kind of based on this idea of a man who's a fisherman, and he dies at sea, and his wife, the song's about her and about her waiting to see him again and knowing he won't come back. And it's kind of a little bit of a ghost story, but set back in that time. I use the traditional theme of a fisherman, because a lot of people in the British Isles and in Ireland were fished for a living, and there were a lot of people that died, and it was a risky type of employment that they had. It's how they made their livelihood. So that's one of the bases for the song Tenuous. I wanted to kind of capture that feeling of someone who's not able to escape the loss of someone that they loved. And that's what that song's about. One of the other tracks on the album that I wrote lyrics for is the track called Just Say It. And that is sung by Kyoko Berntsen, and she's of the group Lunascape. They're one of my favorite bands, so to be able to work with her was a really great opportunity. That song, the lyrical content was kind of had been developed over the course of some time. I wrote some of the principal lyrics several years ago before recording the album, and then when we got down to crunch time and we had the music in front of us and we were kind of rushing to tell her what the lyrics were, I kind of came up with the rest of them on the fly, which it was nice to know I could work probably even better under pressure. Sometimes writing, I think lyric writing is more difficult than coming up with a good melody. Often, because you don't want to sound like you're being, too emotional or too, cliched, I guess is what the word would be. in getting conveying a message. You want to say something that's meaningful that people can relate to, but say it in a way that's poetic without trying to sound like you're being poetic. So I always get self-conscious when I write lyrics, but I'm trying harder to be a little more open with that. At any rate, Just Say It is a song that the original concept, it's about an individual who is basically has strong emotional ties or codependency, really, to another person, and they're realizing that the relationship isn't healthy. So in the song, it's kind of that desperation feeling of knowing that a relationship has to end, but also hoping that it doesn't have to. I used kind of some inverted metaphors and ideas in the song. In the chorus, it talks about erasing memory and tearing down a bridge and building a divide, which is kind of contrary to what you'd normally do, which would be to build a bridge. So I wanted to convey that sense of loss and a person finally taking a stand to say that the relationship needs to end because it's not good, even though, again, you were hoping that it would continue. That's what that song's about, and I'm quite happy with that song. I felt that the words came off. Hopefully the audience that's listening appreciates that. And that's what that tune is about.
Hope you enjoyed the second episode of Behind the Lyric. I want to thank Aruna, Danny, Sleep Thief, Colleen Kelly, and Anita Kelsey for participating, Ben Borden for his engineering work, and this station for broadcasting. If you have any thoughts on this show, please contact me through my website, webmarcy.com, or MySpace, myspace.com/webmarcy. I'm looking for participants for future broadcasts, so please send your suggestions as well as your questions for our next guests. What would you like to know about your favorite lyric? I'm your host, Marcy. Thank you for listening to Behind the Lyric.